from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. On today's program, we have music of two 20th century female composers. We'll listen first to music of British-born composer Rebecca Clarke, C-L-A-R-K-E. We'll hear her piano trio from 1921. Rebecca was a truly groundbreaking performer. She was the first woman to study under Sir Charles Stanford, and the first woman to join the previously all-male Queen's Hall Orchestra in 1912. It was during her tenure with the orchestra and their extensive world touring that she gained notoriety as a chamber music composer. This trio was performed at Wigmore Hall in London in 1921. It was also the runner-up as part of a composition competition, which took place in Berkshire, Massachusetts, as part of the Berkshire Music Festival that same year. The work is a brooding work, reflective of the trauma of Ms. Clarke's generation, but there are some forward-looking passages to be found in the composition as well. It's in three movements: Moderato ma appassionato, Andante molto semplice, and Allegro vigoroso, respectively. It's performed here by the members of the Neve Trio: violinist Anna Williams, cellist Mikhail Veselov, and pianist Eri Nakamura. Music of Rebecca Clarke. music of Rebecca Clark. We heard her piano trio from 1921. In three movements, Moderato ma appassionato, Andante molto semplice, and Allegro vigoroso, respectively. As performed by the members of the Neve trio, violinist Anna Williams, cellist Mikhail Veselov, and pianist Eri Nakamura, respectively. From a 2019 compact disc on the English Chandos label, the album Her Voice, piano trios by Ferranc, Beach, and Clark. In addition to Rebecca Clark's piano trio that we just heard, this CD contains the piano trio number 1 in E-flat major of Louise Ferranc from 1843, and the piano trio opus 150 by Amy Beach from 1938. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more information about Classics and Beyond and other programs produced by Quality Radio Productions and yours truly by visiting our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. That's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you'd like the playlist or streaming audio for this episode of Classics and Beyond, please look for program number 1924. To borrow a phrase from Monty Python's Flying Circus, and now for something completely different, we're going to venture into the world of the electronic avant-garde, which, in my opinion, still falls within the realm of serious music, if not classical music, and music of Pauline Oliveros. In the 1960s, Ms. Oliveros was a pioneering electronic music composer. From 1966 to 67, she was the first director of the famous Tape Music Center at Mills College in Oakland, California. And it was at this Tape Music Center that this piece was conceived in 1966. The piece is called Beautiful Soup. Soup in this case is spelled S-O-O-P. It features the original Buchlabox 100 synthesizer, developed specifically for the Tape Music Center by Don Buchla. And the piece also features Ms. Oliveros' own unique tape delay and feedback system. The piece is a rather bizarre mix of electronic sounds generated by the Buchlabox, a recording of Alice in Wonderland, narrated by a male and a female, and that recording gets stuck near the end of the composition, making the piece even more bizarre, and Ms. Oliveros' own unique vocal improvisations throughout the work. From 1966 and the Tape Music Center at Mills College, here is Beautiful Soup, composition by Pauline Oliveros.
He thought he saw an elephant. He looked again.
He said, the bitterness of life.
He thought he saw a buffalo upon the chimney-piece. He looked again and found it was his sister's husband's niece.
Unless you leave this house, he said, I'll send for the police.
He thought he saw a rattlesnake that questioned him in grief. He looked again and found he was in the middle of an exit.
The one thing I regret, he said, is that it cannot speak.
He thought he saw a face of cloud descending from the bus. He looked again and found it was a hippopotamus.
If this should stay to die, he said, there won't be much for us.
He thought he saw a kangaroo that worked a coffee mill. He looked again, and found it was a vegetable pill.
Would I just swallow this? He said. I should be very ill.
He thought he saw a creature of four that stood beside his bed. He looked again and found it was a bear without a head.
Poor thing,
he said.
Poor thing. It's waiting to be fed.
He thought he saw an albatross that fluttered round the lamp. He looked again and found it was a penny postage stamp.
You'd best be getting it home, he said. The nights are very damp. Very damp.
He thought he saw an argument that proved he was the Pope. He looked again and found it was a bar of bottled soap.
A fat soap red, he faintly said, extinguishes all.
"'Tis the voice of the lobster, I heard in my head. You have baked me too brown. I must shut my head. As a duck with its eyelids, so he with his nose drips his belt. When the sands are dry, as gay as a lark, it will talk in contemptuous tones. But when the tide rises,
I passed by his guise, a mark to the one eye, how the owl and the panther were sharing the pie. The panther can pipe us high, brave and beat, while the owl had the dish that shared the treat. When the pie was all finished, the owl, as a boon, was kindly permitted to pocket the spoons, while the panther received knife and fork with a growl, and concluded the banquet by...
You are old, Father William, the young man said, and your hair has become quite white, and yet you incessantly stand at your head. Do you think at your age you're right?
In my youth, Father William replied to his sighs, I fear that my feet are in the brain.
Yet you turn your back
somersaults at the door.
See, what a beast was that?
In my youth, his grey lock. I kept all my limbs very supple by the use of this oyster. One shilling.
Allow me to sell you a couple. You are old, said the youth, and your jaws are too weak for anything.
Twice there, 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 twice
White, I sing this song for your delight. In spring, when woods are getting green, I'll try and tell you what I mean. In summer, when the days are long, perhaps you'll understand the song. In autumn, when the leaves are brown, take pen and ink and write it down. I sent the message to the fish. I told them, this is what I wish. The little fishes of the sea, they said an answer back to me. The little fishes answered us, we cannot do it, because I sent to them again to say, it will be better to obey. The fishes answer to the brim. What a tempt you are in. Told them once, told them twice, if you've not listened to advice. I took a kettle large and young, the deed I had to do. My heart went thump, filled the kettle with a pump, and someone came to me and said, the little fishes are in bed. I said, then you must wake them up again. I said, enough. I went and shouted in his ear. But he was very stiff, Father. He said, you need to shout so loud. And he was very proud and stiff. I took a corkscrew from the shelf. I went and tried to lock myself. And when I found the door was locked,
instead of waiting for the slave, this was a positive kindness, which plenty of my tale. See how eagerly the lobster is after.
Turtles on the bounce.
Oh, if you wish, will you come and join the dance? Will you join the dance? Will you join the dance? You will really have no notion how life will be when they take us out of the earth and the lobsters out to sea. But the slave is dying.
I sell them amongst the men, he said, who sail on stormy seas. That's the way I get my bread, a trifle that I feed. But I was thinking of a plan to dye my whiskers green, and always use so large a fan that they could not be seen. So, having no reply to give what the old man said, I cried, come, tell me how you live. His accent smiled at the tale. He said, I go my ways, and when I find I need another middle, I set it in a blaze. And thence they make a stuff they call the Rose Macassar Royal. Yet, such a history is all they give me for my toil. And I was thinking of a way to weigh oneself on spatter. And so go on the day getting a little fatter. I shook my well by my side until his face was blue.
Come, tell me how you live. I cried, what is it you do? He said, I had to cry, and I
work them into vessels, but vessels in my side. These I do not sell, do not go.
Your voice is very shy,
but for a copper, and that will be a night. I sometimes think I'm but in rows, or set lines, wings for the letters. I sometimes serve the grassy nose, of hands of hands. And that's the way, by which I get my wealth, and very glad would I take your honour's honourable health.
I just designed to keep
the men I bridge from rust, by boiling it in boiling it. I thank thee much for telling me the way he got his wealth, chiefly from prosperity, by keeping my noble health. And now, by chance, I put my fingers in blue. Or man besmears a right hand foot into a left hand shoe. Or if I drop upon my toe, a very heavy weight, I weep. For it reminds me so of that old man. whose look was mild, whose speech was slow, whose hair was white than snow, whose face was very
holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes. Oh, oysters, said the carpenter, you've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again? But answer came there none, and this was scarcely odd, because they'd eaten everyone.
and more of us out grave. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jim bird, and shun the frumious Bambus. He took his water sword in hand, long time the maxim bold he saw. So rest with me by the tum-tum tree, stood a while in thought. And as in an uppish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgey wood and burbled as it came. One, two, and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with his head he went galumphing back. And hast thou seen the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy, all frabjous day. Calloo, callay, he chortled in his joy.
Yeah.
Beautiful Soup, an electronic tape music composition by Pauline Oliveros, conceived at the Tape Music Center at Mills College, Oakland, California, in 1966, utilizing the Buchlabox 100 synthesizer and a tape delay system. That piece can be found on a 1997 compact disc released on the Pogus label, the album Alien Bog, Beautiful Soup. The other composition on this CD, Alien Bog, is musical impressions of an otherworldly swamp inspired by a real-life frog pond, which was just outside of Pauline Oliveros' office on the campus of Mills College in the mid-1960s. I think by far Pauline's most famous composition during her tenure as an electronic music composer is Bye Bye Butterfly from 1965. It's been featured on numerous electronic compilations over the years. It's a piece featuring excerpts from the opera Madame Butterfly, marred by electronic noise and oscillations. A nod to mid-60s feminism, to be sure. We've played that on Classics and Beyond previously. I think I'll have to play it again at some point when I feature more classic electronic experiments from the 1960s. A truly innovative composer, Pauline Oliveros. In later years, she composed innovative work for the accordion instead of electronic instruments. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And the blog and website for much more info about the show, including detailed playlists and streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Again, this is program number 1924. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.